The hiring freeze imposed by the Trump administration has given the Defense Department some headaches as it tries to fulfill its mission without filling vacant civilian positions. But it's more than just DOD employees that are getting frostbite from this hiring freeze. Military families are feeling the chill, too. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni joins me with more. And Scott, we've heard about some on-base child development centers limiting their hours, which really has a ripple effect on families. Is that happening? What do we know about that?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of vacant positions that are in child development centers. There's a lot of competition out there. You're only paying child development teachers about $13 an hour. They can go off base. They don't have to deal with all those background checks and everything and the stringency that the military puts on its child care development providers. So, you know, having these people there in the first place is pretty hard. But right now, the child care development centers, not only are they working on limited capacity, there's two in the Army that have been limiting their hours, Fort Knox and one in Germany. But when the military said we need to get these people in here to help these kids, the problem is that the Secretary of the Army, the highest civilian in the Army, has to be the guy to sign off to say that they can work for the Army to get past this hiring freeze. And that's a name-by-name basis. They'll go in and, they say, hey, John Doe, he needs to get in here. Secretary of the Army, do you mind signing off so this low-level employee can please work here?
All the way up to the Secretary of the Army.
That's right. All the way
and
up.
There is no Army Secretary at the moment.
Acting Secretary Robert Speer right now.
Where else are families, do you feel, feeling this pinch?
Well,
during the freeze,
you know, these families, you know, they think that they may have helped this CDC Child Development Center issue. They've signed off on 3,600. The Secretary of the Army has signed off on 3,600 already, different positions. You know, that so that's not a waste of his time at all. But we have other off base kind of problems as well. There's military spouses, and they travel with their husbands or wives when they're stationed places. Now imagine if you had to go overseas. There's not a lot of options for you. You know, after getting, you have to get a work visa, all these different things to actually get a job. So the federal government is your best bet to actually work somewhere. You can work on base as a, you know, let's say child development center teacher, or, you know, someone that works in a cafeteria. There's a lot of positions. In order to do that, they have to get exceptions. Again, the unemployment rate for military spouses is already way past the regular employment rate. It's four times bigger. It's about 21% right now. So, you know, these military spouses, it's hurting the income of the families, and it's hurting them mentally to not be able to provide for their families.
This has made it all up to congressional hearing levels, correct? So what does Congress, what do they say about this?
That's right. Well, yesterday, the top enlisted officials, they spoke with Congress about how they felt about this. They said that the impact is real, and it's something that they're going to have to deal with. And, you know, I also spoke with House Armed Services Chairman Mac Thornberry, and he gave me kind of his two cents on the possibilities of Congress for that.
I and a number of members have been in touch with the Secretary and the Department on this issue. I think he's trying to find a way to get past this name-by-name situation that you refer to. So I think he is certainly aware of the hardships that the interpretation, current interpretation, has created and is trying to do better. And hopefully he's having conversations back and forth with the White House on how to accomplish those.
But, so, I mean, legislatively, you're...
Well, I mean, I guess we could, but that's, what, two or three months down the road when we do ours. So the better option is to try to make this better now. And that's why I think the key thing is interaction between us and the Secretary. I continue to be distressed at the fact the Secretary's alone at the Department as far as Senate-confirmed positions. Hadn't gotten much better this week. I guess they've made some other nominations, which is progress.
And that's House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry.
And we're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. And there's another budgetary issue, which is a perennial, I guess. And here it is again this year, the basic allowance for housing. And the military services are worried about that one, too.
They are. And what happened is that in the 2017 Defense Authorization Act, the Congress asked the Department of Defense to look into changing BAH, so basic allowance for housing. And what they wanted them to do is to change everything to a single-payer system and a single-salary system. And that would get rid of BAH and just kind of give everyone a lump sum of what they need. So I tracked down I had tracked down the Sergeant Major of the Air Force. His name is Caleb Wright, and he told me what his worries about the BAH change is.
Now, as far as BAH becoming a part of salary, not an allowance, again, I think there are some benefits, some long-term benefits, but there are some challenges that we would have to work through to make sure that our airmen fully understand what that means and how it affects their ability to obtain an appropriate level of housing off installations.
And that's the Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, Caleb Wright, and that was after a hearing yesterday.
So the issues, not too big, jobs, housing, and child care. What else could affect military life, I guess?
Right. I mean, you know, they're working with a lot right now. They're getting moved around. You know, military personnel has a lot of challenges right now, and they're going to need some help.
As you report, the NDAA for 2017 took out that BAH cuts for dual families, which means they're still in place, but then there's no budget for 2017 that's different from 2016. So we really don't know the effect of that move, and now we're into what's going to be in the 2018 authorization.
That's right, and the House did just pass 2 days ago the Appropriations Act for 2017, so we'll see if we get any movement on that.
Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
And you can see his story online now at federalnewsradio.com. Much more extensive reporting.